From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain. A driver sped a van along a crowded sidewalk, killing 13 people and injuring more than 100. Police in Catalonia say two people are in custody, one from Morocco and the other from a Spanish enclave which shares a border with Morocco on the northern coast of Africa. The van driver is apparently still on the loose, and it's unclear exactly how the two in custody are connected with the attack. The American Vice President Mike Pence spoke about the attack on Thursday.
Whatever inspired today's terror attack, the United States stands ready to assist the people of Spain and find and punish those responsible. On this dark day, our prayers and the prayers of all the American people are with the victims, their families, and the good people of Spain.
The van was traveling at high speed and swerved from side to side, leaving a trail of blood and bodies with twisted, broken legs. Witnesses say the driver deliberately drove into a pedestrian area that runs down the center of Las Ramblas, a street in Barcelona with shops and cafes popular with locals and tourists. Some witnesses say they saw two armed men jump out and disappear into a restaurant. Police arrived almost immediately and quickly shut down the area. They say the driver was trying to kill as many people as possible, but the mayor of Barcelona said the terrorist had failed. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The top American general, Joe